Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Redson. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Thanks to Lou from Gamblu.com for joining us in the first hour of the show. It's just me and Cam right now for the remainder. So let's get, we're going to get to the golf, actually. Cam's come prepared. A lot of golf props and picks and everything else in between. We told you that we like Denny Hamlin tonight, Martinsville. Denny Hamlin plus 700 right now at FanDuel. That's plus 700, Denny Hamlin. I think Brad Keselowski's also in the mix, plus 600. Cam's on Martin Truex. You got Truex, Cam, plus 600. Kyle Busch is plus 430. You know, Joey Logano's 10-1. I wouldn't totally scratch that. I don't, you know, you can't bet on everybody. One of these weeks, though, Jimmy Johnson's going to get there. Ryan Blaney's been knocking on the door as well, Cam. So
true.
Yeah. Let me just sort of fire off a couple of picks here as we click and play and talk, so to speak. Sort of like you do during the day with the ponies here. All right.
Yeah,
so
they had some good races.
Good horse. Win outright. I'm going Denny Hamlin, and I'm going to go Brad Keselowski.
I'm going to throw a little more fire on the log on the fire with Truex. I think I just he's my guy.
Oh, I just put a little too big of a bet here. Slow that. So put that a little down.
Yeah, I've done the same. You see my golf plays this week.
I forgot it was a NASCAR race. I was like, whoa, I'm not putting
it'll blow your mind.
Now if Denny Hamlin wins, I'm going to be like, man, I put $100 on that. I should have left it. Like, oh.
Yeah. You know? No, that's the thing, man. Like, I'm going to have to go back and get another, some more dough to throw in the old accounts, man, because I'll tell you something. I'm not screwing around with golf this week, Gabe. Like, I got matchups, top tens, wins, first rounds. I got to put another couple first-round leaders in tonight. You know what you do? You take a dog for the first round, like somebody 40 or up. You talk about it. I've had guys in the first round a lot before. It's a really good bet, and you get good value, too. It's usually the guys like JT and Rory and them, like they'll make their move on the weekend. They could be there, but it's good to take like a mid-tier guy and up to lead after the first round. That's what I've my experience has been.
All right, so let's just rattle off a couple of top 10 finishing props right now for the Blue Emu. Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. You know it'd be great if Bubba Wallace won tonight in the Black Lives Matter car in the Blue Emu race that fired him.
Exactly. They're going nuts right now because they've showed the Black Lives Matter car and Blue Emu the race. Like, I bet they're just cringing right now showing this guy in the car because it's the main story with the Confederate flag, right?
Yeah, too bad, Blue Emu. Think about all the free publicity you would have gotten tonight on, you know, with you and the sponsor with Bubba Wallace, but you fired him because he got upset about a video game. But true. Nevertheless, so Kyle Busch is -420 to finish. Yeah, a lot of value there. Top 10. Kostowski -370. Truex -370. I want to see where, like, Ryan Blaney. No, no value. -250. No value there. -250. Nope. So you know what?
Can't lay that. Can't lay that.
We're just going to hope that Denny Hamlin wins the race, Cam. We're in on Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, that's Hammer the way I'm playing it too, buddy. I got Truex. I got Truex top three, and I got Truex to win the race. Very simple. Like, that's what I played. And, yeah, because of golf, I got a loaded portfolio.
Start getting into the winning manufacturer. Ford plus 125, Toyota plus 130. Chevy, not getting a lot of love, plus 290.
Nope.
Grid position, Blue Emu, over under, grid position winner, 6.5. Game Time Decisions Radio continues. I am Gabe Morenci. Welcome to Hour 2. Real fun first hour of the program. It flew by. Don't forget, guys, we're back. We're back in the overnight hours. So we're on at midnight Pacific. Midnight West Coast for all you guys on the West Coast. We're on at midnight. Scotty Farrell is on before us. You got Tony Bruno. You got Scott Wetzel in the morning. You got a great overnight and early morning crew. So you can keep it locked into the radio station you're listening to us on right now. So I am Resty. We got Cam Stewart here. Cam's got his golf bag ready. He's got more than a six pack. He's got picks, props. We're going to break it down. I'm going to throw a bunch of golfers' names at Cam. He can give us his opinion. But we got the Blue Emu going off the board here. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief, 500. Kyle Busch, plus 430. Brad Keselowski right now, plus 600. Martin Truex, plus 600. Denny Hamlin. And I think I just moved the number. I've been pimping Denny Hamlin for the last 10, 15 minutes. Was plus 700, now plus 650. Chase Elliott, 10 to 1. Logano, 10 to 1. Harvick, 12 to 1. Blaney, 14. Boyer, 16. And I feel I need one little sprinkle on a long shot tonight, Cam.
Boyer. And I like Boyer.
My guy.
At 16.
You're going, yeah?
Yeah.
So my guy, I've got Hamlin to win. I've got Keselowski to win. Those are my two guys to win.
Yep.
Jimmy Johnson, 16 to 1.
You know what? He's been close, man. That guy's snake bit, too. You want to talk about a guy that's got bad luck? Jimmy Johnson's it. Every race, he needs to go one more position to get into a better one. Boom, something will happen. Like, Gabe, you want to talk about a guy that's, like, a good driver that gets no breaks? It's Jimmy Johnson. So, no, I got no problem with that. Maybe water will find its level and he'll get a break and actually, you know, crack the top five for you.
So we talked about Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin's raced here 28 times. He's a local Virginian. It's a home track for him. He really likes winning here. He's won 5 times out of 28 attempts. We know that the Amazing. Package suits his car right now. You know, to me, Denny Hamlin, you know, the number keeps coming down. I think people are starting to buy in a little bit right now. And look, man, Keselowski's in the mix on any type of track. Track, cookie cutter track, you name it. Get on the grid, bring it.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, back to live action, fellas. I am Gabriel Renzi, kicking it with Cam Stewart. Shout out to our boy, Master Control Yang. Back to live action. Yes, we indeed are. And sports are coming back to live action as well. We've got NASCAR. We've got the Charles Schwab. And we were very, very hyped about the Charles Schwab. And we pretty much are going to dedicate the entire, the rest of the show to it. We'll tie up a couple of loose ends first, but we're really going to jump in. I'll start rattling off some golfers at Cam, get his take. Take a look at some of the props, top fives, top tens, etc. But saw a great tweet earlier today. And, of course, baseball. Last night, Major League Baseball players put another proposal in. They said, all right, listen, how about 89 games and you pass? Now they're just trolling the owners. Like, the owners don't want to pay you for 60, so they ain't paying you for 89. So now it's funny, though. The players are playing the same game. They're like, look, we just offered them 89 games. We offered them 114 games. So the owners have basically almost tapped out in a sense of they're not leaking their stupid proposals anymore, or they're just not going to play. I think the owners, and we knew sort of a lot of owners, really didn't want to play to begin with. But I want to give a shout out to Fred Katz. Fred Katz, he writes for The Athletic. Great tweet of the day today. It says, hold up. Is Bobby Bonilla going to be the highest paid player in baseball this year?
That's great. That's
and
great.
You know what? You know what? He will be. You get this, Ken. Bobby Bonilla is still getting over $1.2 million a year from the New York Mets.
Amazing.
And will get paid no less than $1,193,248.20 every year until the year 2035.
Amazing. Bobby Bonilla, cash for life. That's how you do it. Who needs to win a lottery?
He hasn't swung a bat, caught a ball, thrown anybody out since 2001, Cam.
19 years. Oh, man, that's great.
Can you believe this?
That's stealing. Oh, that's so good. I don't even know what to say. I'm flabbergasted right now. That is amazing.
People forget about this. Yeah, so Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla is a retired son. For you younger, young ones out there, Bobby Bonilla, former outfielder, really good football, really good player. Pirates. And, after, with the Mets, and he bounced around a bit. I have a funny Bobby Bonilla story I'll get to, though, too. But, yeah, Pirates, exactly. Think of him and Barry Bonds. So Bobby Bonilla, retired Major League Baseball player, last played in 2001, but 20 years later is still getting paid $1.2 million a year by the New York Mets. Of course it's the Mets. In fact, he'll get paid $1,193,248.20 a year every year until the year 2035.
Unreal.
He'll be 72. He'll be still getting paid when he's 72.
It's so stupid. Like, you can't even make this stuff up.
Remember we told the story yesterday about like how these teams all got screwed in the playoffs? It was like, the Detroit Tigers had a better record than the Yankees. They didn't even make the playoffs. Right? So, weird times in baseball. So if you're wondering, of course, Bernie Madoff was involved. So how involves Bernie Madoff, of all people. In 1999, the New York Mets wanted to get rid of Bobby Bonilla, but still owed him almost $6 million on his contract. Instead of paying him outright, Bonilla's agent, Dennis Gilbert, negotiated with the team to defer payments until 2011 with an 8% annual interest rate.
Uh-oh.
Man, the Mets are so stupid. Bobby Bonilla's agent played them. 8%. When you calculate it all out, it turned out to be an extra $29.8 million that he got.
Fantastic.
That seems like kind of a terrible deal for a team to pay almost five times the original amount of the contract. But here's the thing. One of the owners of the Mets, Fred Wilpon, was involved in Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme and believed he was going to get huge returns from an investment that would far outweigh the eventual deferred cost of Bonilla's contract. Obviously, we know how the Madoff scheme turned out. Everybody got ripped off and he went to jail. The Mets never got the money back. Bobby Bonilla, however, is now owed $1.2 million a year until he's 72 years old.
Wow, that's so good. Man, that's fantastic. Gabe, that's like the opposite of like, I would love to be
you and I, we owe the Mets money till we're 72.
Exactly. Like, no, don't worry. Burke, I'll get a letter.
Complex down. He got charged.
Exactly. I got something from Vegas a long time ago that I owed some guy money. I just ripped it up. It was some like letter. They're looking for something. I don't even know how my name was there. I don't know what it was. It was some lawsuit or something. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it didn't even make any sense. I just threw it in the trash. Like, first of all, you should be owing me money. Yeah, it was a hustle. I'm giving you a cent. Yeah. Give me a break.
So my Bobby Bonilla story. So I used to be the Montreal Expos. Used to cover the Expos, and I was like the post game show host, and I did the show at the stadium. So it was real cool. So like I did the show like after the game and where they did the play by play. So I was always in a press box. I'd hang around and at the batting cage, etc. And I used to interview players all the time. I'd tape it before the game and it aired on my show and stuff. Right, we're with Bobby Bonilla. Hey, we're with Bobby Valentine and etc. So I interviewed the Mets, and I got along with Bobby Valentine. And, the Mets were really uptight in those days, too, man. Like, Mike Piazza was in a bad mood. Bobby Valentine was about to get fired again type thing, or for the first time, you know what I mean? Like, it was just sort of a hostile environment. It was like Tom Glavine, Bonilla. Remember, they were paying all these guys a ton of money, but they weren't very good. They were sort of just average. Yeah. It wasn't a fun clubhouse to be in. So whatever, I interview Bonilla, and he's cool, nice enough guy in real life and stuff. He's very big in real life. The guy's like massive.
Oh, he's a monster.
Big dude. So I interviewed a guy. So anyways, later on that night, this is like 20 years ago, guys. This would be, it was 17 years ago, 16 years ago. I guess 18 years ago. Literally 2002, 2001. They're saying he hasn't played since 2001, but he was just hurt. He was still there. I told you the story, Kevin, with like Carl Everett. So basically,
crazy.
There's like a local strip club near this restaurant that like sells like beer and booze all night and stuff. Old school after hours restaurant. So a lot of baseball teams would go eat after. And basically, instead of, like, it would look like a cup of coffee, but it would really be, like, whatever you wanted. It was, like, most his last kid. And everyone would say, coffee, please. It was really, like, give me a vodka and, whatever. So everyone was in coffee cups. So a lot of athletes would go there all the time. And I walk in, and I'm minding my own business, too. Like, I don't care about these guys. So I walk in. I'm just picking up some beer and a pizza at, like, 4 in the morning, Cam,
Why not?
I was younger. I partied more in those days. So I roll in. And a bunch of Met players are there. And I look over, and it's Bobby Bonilla. And Bobby goes, hey. I go, hey, Bobby. I said, hey, interviewer. He goes, hey, how you doing? He starts laughing. He goes, hey, small world. Oh, he goes, you come here. It's a little quick small talk for a second. I made the big mistake of making eye contact with Carl Everett. I didn't even say anything. Like, I didn't cause trouble. I'm telling you. Like, I would admit, I mouthed off. No. I did not say a word. I said, hey, guys, you enjoying Montreal? Made eye contact with Carl Everett. I got he right away, man. What the F are you looking at? You want a piece of me? He goes, you want some? I'm like, you know what I mean? And I didn't say a word. I did not say a word to him. And he gets up type thing. Like, the table, like, moves and the chairs and everything. And Bobby Bonilla saved me. Bobby Bonilla said, yo, Carl, chill out, man. And he looked at me like, go. You got to go.
Yeah. And like, Everett's nuts.
And of course, Carl Everett's nuts. And of course, he gets traded to the Expos like 3 months later. And one of the first things is, go interview Carl Everett. I'm like, oh, God, yeah, this is going to go great. Like, so I'm like, hey, Carl, didn't remember me. Well, of course, get on the grid.
Hey
guys. Cam Stewart, your sports grid news and betting update. You want that capping edge? Get on the grid. The NFL and NFLPA discussing the possibility of a shortened preseason due to COVID-19. Executives from many teams in the league believe the exhibition slate will be cut in half from 4 to 2 games. Under the new format, medical experts would have more time to get game day protocols in check, equipment handling, locker room setups, and more. The NFL also on track to a 3-game preseason in 2021 when the new CBA takes effect. Carolina Panthers, they've relocated a statue of founder and owner Jerry Richardson today. Richardson was pressured into selling the Panthers after he was accused of using racial slurs and also sexually harassing female employees. Major League Soccer confirming today it will indeed return on July 8th with 26 clubs involved in a 54-match tournament at Disney World in Florida. The tournament will end August 11th, at which point the regular season will resume. All the group stage matches from the tournament, they count for points in the 2020 standings. During the group stage, there'll be 3 matches played per game. We got 9 a.m. starts, 8 p.m. and 10:30. NASCAR, they've officially banned the Confederate flag from all future events, and the organization announced that today. Bubba Wallace will debut the number 43 Black Lives Matter car. They're just getting underway right now in Martinsville as we speak. In an effort to make law enforcement more accountable in the U.S. Players Coalition, they've gathered 1,400 signatures from current and retired athletes supporting a bill to end qualified immunity. That means it's a legal doctrine that makes it difficult to take legal action against police officers and government officials, and they want to change that. A number of high-profile athletes have signed it. We got Dak Prescott, Tom Brady, Alex Bregman, CeCe Sabathia, Steve Kerr, and Greg Popovich, among others. Longtime sports broadcaster Kevin Harlan says he and his on-air partners will not be going to Orlando when games resume July 31st in the NBA. The TNT crew will be calling the action from Atlanta. Great news for golf fans here. The PGA Tour passed its first test with flying colors. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan revealed every caddy and player for participating in Thursday's Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial tested negative for COVID-19. Not one case. The 148-man field and caddies had to take their nasal swab before gaining entry to the grounds at Colonial. Rory McIlroy, the betting favorite at FanDuel, 8-1. They tee off tomorrow morning. The PGA Tour of America also announcing today the U.S. Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker will get 2 additional captain's picks for 2020. Boxing promoter Eddie Hearn has announced rival British heavyweights Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury have agreed on a 2-fight deal, according to Sky Sports. Fury is reigning, he's the WC heavyweight champ, while Joshua holds the IBF, WBA, and WBO belts. Roger Federer, he's going to be out of competitive tennis until the start of 2021 because of a setback in his recovery from right knee surgery. The 38-year-old is a 20-time Grand Slam champion, and record 19 winners, Bayern Munich, they're off to the DPF Pokal Final after a 2-1 victory over Eintracht Frankfurt today. They will face Bayer Leverkusen for the title championship. And hey, Mick Ozzie, our buddy, Ozzie Rules Football is coming back too. It's on the betting board. It's going to be Richmond taking on Collingwood, guys. You got to get her up early for this one. 5:50 a.m. Eastern time. This match gets going right now. Richmond, they are -8.5 and -162 on the money line there. So hey, I'm Cam Stewart. That's your Sports Grid update, everybody. Remember to follow us on the Sports Grid Network. It's the place to be. Now back to host Gabe Morenci on GTD. Get on the grid, everybody, if you know what's good for you.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci, throwing it down with the raging redhead. Cam Stewart, sports are back, and one-by-one soccer leagues are set to resume play. We got some MLS news. As MLS, I really like this format that they're actually doing.
Me too.
It's a tournament, World Cup style, Cam. Real cool. They're going to have groups, and they're going to move forward. And if you're a fan, everyone has everybody has a stake in this. Anything can happen. It's not a long time away. It's less than a month away right now. It's basically, you know, and it's funny because I just saw a guy in the Vancouver Whitecaps I was talking about. And I felt like I had to say something. I'm in the elevator with the guy. And he stepped out in like,
hey, how you doing? Cap gear.
Yeah, so.
Right? Or no, what else did you say? When are you going? When are you leaving?
I didn't even say how you doing. I just casually looked at him. I said, when do you leave for Orlando?
Yes.
And we hope to go July 1st. So just working out the quarantine stuff. And he said, well, we should be leaving July 1st. I said, all right, I got breaking news. I went to Twitter after. So, yeah, MLS is going to be coming back, which is cool. Just another sport to be betting on. But we've got the Charles Schwab, which is a really, really, really stacked field. We've teased the picks for this. So let's get some updated numbers, and then we'll jump in here and start breaking it down. Rory is the favorite at plus 800. John Rahm. Listen, Rory, we saw Rory. Rory said he hadn't played much golf during the pandemic and during the shutdown, Cam. But he played extremely well in that charity skins game. He played well. Not really any value in a plus 800. I don't really hear a lot of people liking him. I guess it's because of the numbers right now.
Here's the thing. Rory McIlroy, I don't care what you say, he is the best driver of the golf ball. By far. Like, he hits it country mile. But when you're talking about Colonial, you got to hit fairways. So you will be penalized. So it doesn't matter if Rory hits it, 310 in the air and he gets caught up in some rough, that's going to be difficult. One thing about Rory McIlroy, too, that he's working on, Gabe, his weakness was a short game, and it specifically wedges. He inside 130, 140, like, he had to be much better. The PGA Tour average was around 8.9 feet, and he was leaving it to like 15, 16 feet. It wasn't good enough. He's been a lot better. I'll give him credit for that. But this is a tournament we're coming back from. I don't know what he's done, where he's been, what's going on. We saw him in that match with Dustin Johnson against Wolf and Fowler. He did look good, but at 8-1, with this much time off, and it's still a real tournament, not a skins game. So I'm going to have to pass on Rory McIlroy. I think, hey, would it surprise us if he won the tournament? No. But at that odds, we're getting guys at significantly better odds that I think have just as good of a chance to win the golf tournament.
All right. I want to talk. We'll get to a couple of props. We'll go through these golfers, then we'll get to the props, because I see a couple of them I'm ready to pull the trigger on here. John Rahm, though, 12-1. John Rahm seems to be one of the trendier picks this week. A lot of people like John Rahm. 12-1. Is it enough value for you for Rahm?
No, it's not, Gabe. You know what? And we went to the Daily Roto Optimizer. It likes Rahm better than Rory. 12-1 on FanDuel. Listen, John Rahm is a world-class player, but, people are talking about him like, yeah, like he's the top pick in the tournament. I get it. I don't know what John Rahm's done. I haven't seen him golf. He was interviewed during the skins game format and stuff, and he says he's working on his game. I don't know. Guy's recently married a while ago. He's got a life. I don't know how much he's working on, hitting the driving range. He lives a pretty good life, John Rahm. He's a top 5 and 10 machine. He's got a lot of money. I don't know how much he's working on his game. These guys will eventually get back into it. But at 12-1, Morenci, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass. I'm actually, I'll talk to you about some other guys too, but I just don't think that's the way to go in this tournament with these guys. I think this sets up for Colonial too. It's not a long course. It'll bring a lot of mid shots and long shot guys into the tournament. You can't just be like DJ and Rory and, overpower the golf course if you're not straight. It doesn't matter. Guys who are short ball hitters are going to be going into greens with the small clubs too. So you know what? The advantage of the big, big guys, Rahm, Rory, all those guys, it's nullified. Lots of guys can win.
Justin Thomas is 16-1. Any interest in Justin Thomas?
No, a lot of people I respect in the golfing betting community like Justin Thomas. I'm going to look in a different direction. Would it surprise me if he's there? No. I don't know. He was a commentator for the Phil Tiger match there with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I know he did a pretty good job. Justin Thomas, he's great. He's a great golfer. He hits it absolutely a country mile. He's got a good short game. He's a complete player. At 16-1, though, I just can't be buying in at these prices with these guys. It's such a strong field. There's so many guys that I like, and I'm digging a little bit deeper, buddy. But, hey, Justin Thomas, if you like him at 16-1, bet him. I just won't be.
All right, so Bryson DeChambeau, it's easy to forget because it feels like the shutdown, was just so long ago. But the fact of the matter is, Cam, DeChambeau was playing some really good golf.
Damn right he was.
He really was playing some good golf. And, the guy has, in the last five tournaments that he's been in, he's got four top tens. So he's been very, very consistent. Yeah, he's been very, very consistent. His game plays well for this course. 22-1, it's enough. FanDuel's got 22-1 right now. That's enough to interest me. Do you think that Bryson DeChambeau can literally win this tournament?
I do, Gabe, and that's probably where I'd start betting. I'm going with a guy in the similar range, and I bet DeChambeau earlier at a good number, and I'm going to say I totally believe a top five, top 10. Can he win? Definitely. This is also a guy that, he's a different type of cat. He works on his game all the time. All the clubs are the same length. They call him the scientist out there. I have a feeling Bryson DeChambeau is the type of guy, Gabe, not to go out, hit, you know, get drunk during a COVID-19. He's the type of guy to go out and go, how do I get even better? How do I beat Rory more? How do I become? He has fire in his belly. That's the one thing about this guy. And know who he wanted to talk to and get his ear is Tiger Woods. Like, Tiger Woods and DeChambeau are kind of boys. They like each other. And DeChambeau went up to Tiger's like, listen, buddy, you know how to win. You know how to put your foot on a guy's throat. And that's what I need in my type of game. So at that price and the way he's playing right now, coming back in the middle of a pandemic at that price, I like DeChambeau over the other guys. I said, I got no problem with that pick, Morenci. Put it in at 22-1. That's a great odds for a guy that will play very, very well. This court will suit his game perfectly.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play him to be a top 10 for the last five tournaments he's been in. He's been in the top 10. I'm getting it at plus 280.
Yep. Excellent price.
Plus two.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know it's price. A good field, but yeah, it's a pretty good price. Yeah, exactly. Very, very
great price.
Good price. All right. So we're talking about DeChambeau. We move into Brooks Koepka. I see some people, and I saw some tweets out there saying, wow, you're getting Brooks Koepka 25-1. I'll tell you what.
I don't care.
Golf odds makers are as sharp as they come, guys. And
damn
FanDuel,
right.
You know, they know how good Brooks Koepka is, but there's a reason why he's 25-1. He's not on his A game right now. He only cares about majors. He hasn't been playing at all. And the guy had, he was injured, Cam. Scott,
yeah.
I don't know, what does he got?
Yeah, like, he's got a lot of injuries.
L injuries and like type thing.
Yep.
His knee's not 100%. He's not gripping it and ripping it or anything like that right now, guys. Like, he's, you know, Koepka's not showing up to win. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think he's going to accidentally win either. He's either all in or he doesn't care. And it seems to me he's just here to get in shape sort of thing.
Excellent point. I think Brooks Koepka is going to try to tune his body towards the major. I think the first couple tournaments, he'd be fade material, in my opinion. Here's the thing, Gabe. You know what? What do golfers hate more than anything? Knee injury with torque, back injury. Talk to Fred Couples and the late, great Payne Stewart, other guys like that. You know, once you got a back problem, you got big problems. Brooks Koepka is also built like a football player. A lot of moving parts there, and he hits it a mile. So he's dealing with a lot of injuries. He's a guy that I would kind of stay away from for 2 to 3 weeks, fellas, and then we'll see what he can do. Can he be there? Sure. Maybe he's ready to go and motivated because he hasn't played great golf. But you said it, Morenci. Why is he not 16-1 with Justin Thomas? Because the books know. This guy's got his B game right now. And in this field, the B game might not be good enough. I'm actually fading him in a couple matchup bets, and I'm getting guys against him at plus money. So Brooks Koepka is a guy I will not be taking this week, and I'll be betting against him.
Well, the next guy in line here is the same odds, but I think he's got a much better chance of winning. And I'm talking about Samson.
Uh-oh. Simpson.
Spaghetti-O. Yeah. Webb Simpson. Webb Simpson. 25-1. And I didn't, you know, this guy really plays well on this course, Ken. I mean,
I'm gonna tell you something.
He's got
Gabe.
Two top fives in the last three times here.
Yep. It's probably my favorite pick. Yeah, I love your DeChambeau pick. And yeah, in the six-pack, DeChambeau and Webb Simpson. Simpson, yep, he's going to be there. And I'll tell you something, not just that. You guys want statistics, not just field to back it up. Webb Simpson is first on the PGA Tour in par four scoring. That is absolutely huge, what it's going to take at Colonial. What does he do? Hits it straight, puts it in play, makes putts. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, he's not going to wow you like Rory McIlroy, but he's a plotter. He goes about his business and he does it well. You think the books put him at 25-1? They're scared. They know Webb Simpson's the real deal. And I'll tell you, Morenci, I love the DeChambeau pick, and I love the Webb Simpson pick anymore. He is in. I'm allowed five golfers total money with Vince in our super duper pool to win 10 grand that we're in. And Webb Simpson made the cut. He is on my team. I like him to win this tournament. He is being bet.
The super duper pool.
Yeah.
Super duper.
I'd love to win 10.
Not just super.
It's a big pool.
Not just super,
super
but
duper.
It's a super duper. Super duper.
Yes, it is.
Dustin Johnson, you normally don't get DJ at 28-1, but same thing. The odds makers, what do they know? They obviously know that DJ's not a threat because they wouldn't be posting this guy at 28-1. Patrick Reed's 28-1. Jordan Spieth, and we'll get Cam's take on Jordan Spieth on the other side. We're going to take a break in a couple of seconds here. It's hard to have a lot of confidence in Spieth, but at the same point in time, this is one of the courses he grew up playing. This is in his backyard. He has played well here. And in fact, last time they were here, he was playing real well. More Schwab on the other side.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back to live action, fellas. Game time decisions continues. I am Marenti. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart. We're on the links right now. We're talking about the Charles Schwab going through the numbers. We'll get to some more props. We talked about that finishing position of Bryson DeChambeau at plus 280. And I'll tell you what, if I think Webb Simpson can win this tournament, then why the hell would I not play him as well? We're going to get some nice odds for Webb Simpson. Webb Simpson to finish in the top 10, plus 250.
That's amazing.
Plus 250.
Yeah, it made my betting card. Yeah, oh, yeah, buddy. I'm going to rock top 10 so hard, like you don't even know what's going to hit them. I'm just going to be slap, 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 top 10. Ding, 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 jab. Here we go. Uppercut, jab, jab. Jab. Here we go. Yep.
What about this one, top 10? Harris English.
This is what I know about you. When you hear my microwave and I got a pork chop or a sandwich in, I can tell you've been talking to some people I know. Harris English has a great track record at this course.
You're right. I was talking to some people that you know. Well, while you were cooking your pork chops, I was talking to Yang, but Yang's not giving me any golf tips. So during the commercial break.
Yeah, he might sell you a scooter if you need one in the...
Yeah, Yang was celebrating a win already, like basically, like where he's like, all right, great stuff, buddy. It's like, we're only in the seventh inning now. We're not in the ninth.
Yeah, he's got confidence.
We're not there yet.
Yeah, the old back to live action, fellas. Like, you can hear it in his voice. Yeah, like, he's proud of what he's doing right now. Like, he's shutting guys down.
I've got confidence.
He feels good.
I've got confidence that Webb Simpson's going to be in a top 10, plus 250.
Love the pick. I think Webb Simpson, you're right. If you're going to take him to win, this is the thing, guys. One guy wins a golf tournament. Do you want to be sitting there on Sunday like I've done in years past with misery, watching a guy piss away a three-shot lead with four holes left and then staring at a TV or a wall for a while or throwing a converter into a wall? I don't want to be that guy anymore. So I know it's going to cost money. You got to spread it around. So if you like guys to win, I think you got to top 10 them. Top, you know, if your book has top five, top six, sure. But Webb Simpson at plus 250, Gabe, I think that's an extremely good price for a guy that I think is definitely going to be, you know, on the final page of the leaderboard on Sunday. I love it.
All right. So who else are you looking at? And I wanted to get your thoughts on Jordan Spieth. As we were talking about Spieth and the fact that Spieth has grown up playing here. He's played extremely well here in the past, very, very consistent. And in fact, in seven starts here at Colonial, he's never finished worse than top 15. So
that's amazing.
Obviously, there's something to it. He knows this course. He likes this course. Where's his game at right now? We don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, Ken, maybe this pandemic helps him. Maybe this little layoff helps him, though.
I don't think it could hurt him anymore. I'll tell you one thing. It's going to help a couple guys, and Spieth's one of those guys. I'll give you a couple guys that it's going to help. He's guy number one. First of all, as for your Harris English pick, Gabe, yes, great track record there. I'd probably try for a top 10. I'm not sure if he's going to win, but he could linger. Jordan
exactly.
Spieth, Texas Longhorn, he knows the course inside out like the back of his hand. You said it. He's got a great course history here. And I'll tell you, I think the I'm not going to jump in, and I hope I don't regret it, but in a couple tournaments, maybe he will get it together. I'm going to watch him closely. And for all you golf bettors out there, this is what you have to do. I'm going to watch every stroke of every day, like every day of the tournament. And if Jordan Spieth starts to show me something, this is a guy that's going to get it together. The pandemic might have helped him. He's embarrassed. As part of the get-along gang, how do you think he feels right now? Justin Thomas is a major winner. Ricky Fowler's playing better. Yep. All these guys. Like, he used to be the guy in the gang where they're like, hey, Jordan, you know, you won the Masters. You're the best. Now he's like, can I still be a part of the gang when they want, like, Matthew Wolf and Morikawa and other guys are, like, knocking on the door to join the get-along gang? So I'll tell you something. He's got a lot to prove right now.
Talk about how well he's played here. In 2016, he won. All right. Mm-hmm. He won and was runner up two other years. So in 3 years, he won once, was runner up another two other times. And, you know, as when we talk about his knowledge of this course, it'll be interesting to see, you know, is there enough value with him? That's the question. Are you willing to roll the dice on some props with Spieth? You know, it's amazing how times change, isn't it, man? Now you're getting Jordan Spieth plus 900 to be top five. He used to be plus 900 to win the Masters. Now he's top 900, top five, like in just a normal tournament right now. But I guess you're going to take a wait and see approach with Spieth, huh?
I think I have to, because I have too much invested. Say I go in with Spieth and he doesn't get it done. It's like, you know, I'm taking a shot on a couple other guys. But I'll say this, Morenci, and people know. I think the pandemic is actually, this is the one thing that helped Jordan Spieth. It's a reset button. He has his friends that are successful. I think he really, really craves being a good player again. I know for a fact he'll put in the work. And there's another guy that's like that too. Kevin Kisner is a guy that used to be very, very solid on top of leaderboards. He slipped a bit. And I've heard interviews on Golf Channel. This guy's chomping at the bit. He wants to get back and he wants to be part of the big boys again. So Spieth and him are guys that I think are going to be a lot better. I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach with Spieth, though, because I got too much invested in other guys.
And we were talking about, who's this going to help? Who's it going to hurt? And I know, I'm not like a golf geek, so to speak.
We're not a shrink.
My picks are surprisingly not terrible, actually, especially DFS golf. I don't know, like, I just sort of look at it from a betting standpoint more so than other things. But we were talking about Ricky playing all the time. Well, I want to get to Ricky Fowler, too. But Bryson DeChambeau, I guess, has been pretty legendary during the pandemic for his videos and basically sleeping with golf clubs. Like, the guy, any video he does, DeChambeau has been playing all the time, bro. All the time. This guy, he might have a big summer ahead, DeChambeau, and it might start this week. I'm starting to like him. Him and Webb Simpson, I'm really feeling those two right now. 22-1 and 25-1.
Yep, both make my betting card. I think it's, and I agree. And as I said before, Gabe, you know, when Tiger Woods seeks you out, that's special. DeChambeau's got that thing that a lot of guys don't have. Some people do things for the love of money. DeChambeau plays golf because he wants to be Tiger Woods. He wants to win majors. He wants to beat people. And he has a competitive attitude. He's also been teased, you know, oh, he's the guy, the scientist. He plays all with the same length of clubs. Well, the guy's winning golf tournaments, so everyone can shut up. You know, there's many different ways to get to the finish line. And sometimes, you know, look at Jim Furyk's swing. He's made a lot of money in his career. So you can do things different ways. DeChambeau gets Tiger's love. He is a workhorse. He's a guy that's going to continue. He's going to evolve. And I'm going to tell you, I love this guy, too. I agree. I think he's like one of golf's futures. Like, everyone talks about, you know, the Ricky and all these other guys. Watch out for DeChambeau. He's a special player.
All right. So we'll get to Ricky Fowler in a sec. We got to give a shout out to our main man, King Ganja in Dallas, tuning in right now. He likes Tony Finau. Your take on Tony Finau?
I didn't even really look at Tony Finau, King Ganja. It's just one of those guys. It's like, Tony Finau could be there. Here's the thing. I like Tony Finau personally. Till he wins a golf tournament, I have a real hard problem taking him to win. To top 10, sure. You know, if you want to sprinkle him in. Tony Finau has been in many positions to win tournaments, but he just can't seem to close the door. Golf's a hard, Gabe, you know, it's a stressful thing. Coming in on Sunday, you look at the leaderboard, you start to shake, you get nervous. Some guys handle it better. Tony's one of those guys, for him to win, I almost think he has to come like a horse from off the pace to win. You know, post a low number and get it done, because I find himself when he's a front runner, things don't get, he doesn't do very well, King Ganja. Top 10 for me, but I'm not betting on Tony Finau this week.
Yeah, that's sort of my deal with Ricky Fowler. And it's funny because normally I'm very anti-Ricky. I always laugh and I'm like, oh, I can't believe people are liking Ricky so much. But Ricky normally isn't 35-1.
That's
like
true.
He is.
And he's been working on his game. He's been busy.
Yeah, no, and I like the way he played. Exactly. I think there's money to be made with Ricky this year. But with that being stated, it's hard. He just doesn't win enough, right? So I think Ricky, though, if it's 35-1, we're going to get a nice number here for top 10 here for Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler, top 10. Ricky, don't you lose that number.
That number. It'll probably be about plus 400, maybe? What do you think, 380?
Sungjae Im is plus 340.
Yep.
This is the longest you've ever gone without talking about Morikawa.
Don't worry, he's next on my list. Just ask.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah.
Oh, I love I'm all in. I'm all in on Im and Morikawa, buddy. Those are my horses from off the pace this week.
Right. Guys that are getting plus 380. God,
yeah. That was off the top of my head too. I say you're gonna be plus 380. Sure, you're picking NBA. NBA dates and nailing it, and I'm nailing top tens. Hey, this is not our first rodeo, buddy. Sungjae Im is like Morenci. He's at a new hotel every day. He is working on his game. This guy doesn't take a break, Gabe. It's like you. I go, hey, Gabe, why don't you take a holiday? Sungjae Im's like, screw holidays. I just want to make money and play golf. This guy during the pandemic has probably played every single damn course that was open. He is the hottest player going into it. That's what I worry about. But I think he's a machine. So I'm going to take Sungjae Im at 35-1. I think he's a guy that I still don't think he gets enough respect. If I was a sports book, I would have made Sungjae Im probably around 25, 28, not 35. Sungjae Im's the real deal, and he's won. He's got confidence.
All right, so we got a couple of minutes. I think we got a couple of minutes before the break, so let's get into your six-pack and extras. Six-pack and extras. People are asking us about the AFL. Yeah, I got an AFL. I like Richmond, but I like Richmond. I'm not going to lay the points. I'm just going to play the money line, minus 162. Richmond Tigers to beat Collingwood. That's at 5:50 in the morning. So overnight, when you wake up in the morning, exactly, 5:50 a.m. Eastern time. It's actually 2:30 for me. It's not too bad. Yeah, see, yeah, no, it's not too bad, Dave. Actually.
Yeah. See, the West Coast is already paying dividends for you. Yeah, you finish your night show, you get before bagels and beets with Wetzel, you put in your Australian rules football bet. See, coming together, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure Wetzel's going to have a big bet on this Aussie football game.
I'm sure he is.
Aussie what? Oh, they don't play football there. I don't know. What are the rules? So what's your six-pack?
Gabe, we're going to go start things off with two of the guys that you love, Bryson DeChambeau at 22-1. Then next, I told you, I think he can win. Webb Simpson at 25-1, guys. I absolutely think this guy's the horse for the course. I think it's fantastic. I just mentioned pick number 3 out of the six-pack of beers is Sungjae Im. Hottest player before the pandemic. I think he's still going to work on his game, and this kid's special. He's just every single week he's going to be among the leaders, and he has a chance to win. And he has won, and now he has confidence, 35-1. Colin Morikawa, he has one win on tour. I think we get a really nice number at FanDuel, 45-1. I think Morikawa can win this tournament. I worry sometimes because he just has that one bad round. He's one of those kids. He's so damn good.
Yeah.
And sometimes the wheels fall off, and it drives me nuts because I have Morikawa. I used to get him at 80-1 and stuff, and he was like finishing top 10. But 45-1 for Colin Morikawa. And guys, if you're looking for two bombs that I'm going to play right now, I'm going to play Daniel Berger. Daniel Berger, you know, Florida State Seminole, I think he's been practicing a lot. He's on the next tier. He doesn't get the respect that the other guys do, but what does Daniel Berger do well? He strikes the ball well. He does everything. Like, this is Colonial is a good course for him because he's not a powerful hitter, but he'll keep it in play. He'll has a good iron game, and if his putter's on, he'll be on the leaderboard come Sunday. He is 66-1 on FanDuel, and I'm going with one of my buddies, the Georgia Bulldog. He wants to make a comeback, Gabe. Our boy, Kevin Kisner at 70-1. I'm going to play him as well, and some top 10s with Kiz. I think he's going to really have a nice summer. He wants to get back to being an upper echelon player.
So, you know what? We talk about sports coming back and things getting back to normal. Think about this, Ken. Tomorrow, we're going to be on live during the golf. It'll be live reactions and live rage. Rage. All right, so we are now 70 laps in to the race. So we know that basically nothing's really going to change from the standings right now in between lap 70 and lap 500 in a NASCAR race. It's set in stone. Joey Logano is actually leading. We got Logano in first, Bowyer in second, Chase Elliott riding third, William Byron always in the mix. Byron is in fourth, Kevin Harvick in fifth. But this is what's unbelievable. And of course, Denny Hamlin, Morenci says. Yeah, Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin's already a lap down, which is almost like impossible on a short track. And he's not the only one. It's just been a crazy race. So get this. So a lap down right now. Suarez, Hamlin, Kenseth, Almirola, Sorensen, Custer, Ty Dillon, Brad Keselowski. Oh, great. So the two guys have...
Wow.
The two guys are.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, Kyle Busch. Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth, Ryan Blaney, Eric Almirola, Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman, JHN, and Cole Custer are all a lap down after less than 50 laps. Well, we got a crazy race going on in Martinsville, but it's all going to be a long night, so we're going to hope for the best.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's a long night. You got your night show there, Gabe, and then you got Australian rules football. Then I'm going to wake up with the golf. It's going to be a good day tomorrow. Don't worry about this. Everything's going to turn around. Top tens, let's do this thing. You got Webb Simpson, I got Webb Simpson, plus 250. Sungjae Im, plus 340. What do we got? Colin Morikawa, plus 380. You like a little Xander Schauffele at plus 430. Why not? And two, Kisner, plus 750. And my boy, what didn't I put in the microwave today? A burger. Daniel Berger, plus 650. I had a pork chop. What do you got, Morenci, for the golf, buddy?
I'm going to go with DeChambeau and Webb Simpson, both to win, and both top 10, plus 250 and plus 280. And for you AFL fans out there, take the Richmond Tigers on the money line. We'll catch you in the overnight hours tonight. Other than that, you're on your own. May the winners be yours.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.